So let's have a look at one of the big ties of the weekend. Yorkshire Derby, Sheffield Wednesday against Huddersfield Town. We're joined by the Sheffield Stars' Dom Howson. Dom, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Now, of course, these two sides become fairly familiar with one another over recent years. It seems to have always gone the Wednesday way, or largely so, as I, as a Huddersfield fan, see it. I mean, how have you seen recent games between the sides?
I certainly thought it was the last time that the two clubs met back in October. You know, it was on Sky, and I thought that day that Wednesday tactically got it spot on, and they put in one of their best performances of the season, and they do seem to have saved quite a lot of their good days for Huddersfield. They've won the last three games, and I think they're unbeaten in the last six matches versus Huddersfield. So Wednesday will feel, you know, pretty good about themselves and fancy their chances of getting another positive result tomorrow. And it's all set up for it to be, you know, a cracking Yorkshire derby. But I don't expect there to be too many goals. I think it is going to be a bit of a tactical battle. And I think, both teams, you know, from a Huddersfield perspective, they want to come and keep it tight for as long as they possibly can, trying for straight Wednesday, particularly in that opening 20 minutes or so, make life as difficult as they possibly can. And with the pace and power that they've got on the counter-attack with Kuchunga and Naki Wells, Casey Palmer, if he's fit, Izzy Brown, you know, they're then look to do damage that way. But yeah, it's all set up to be a cracker, I think, and big crowds expected at Hillsborough. And out of the two, I would say, you know, there's greater pressure on Wednesday to get the win. They've now, you know, obviously drawn the last couple of league matches with Preston and Wolves. There's a few question marks surrounding, does Carlos Carvalho know his best team? You know, they have got a lot of players and there's plenty of strength and depth there, but consistently they have, struggled really throughout the campaign. You know, they've picked up results when they've needed them, but other than the victory over Newcastle on Boxing Day, that there hasn't been too many times this season where they've looked that convincing, and that's why they've again moved to strengthen the squad a fair bit in the last week.
I mean, when you actually look at this game, I spoke to David Wagner yesterday, and he was saying how really, if Huddersfield get a point from this, they'd be delighted. So it really does kind of even put a little bit more pressure on Carlos Carvajal on the side.
Yeah, it does, definitely. Like I say, Wednesday are sixth right now, and obviously they could go out of the playoffs depending on the result this evening between Leeds and Derby. So that they've got to keep pace with the top sides. And a problem that Wednesday've had really, throughout Carvalho's reign has been beating the teams in and amongst them, especially last season. And they do have to rectify that. And that if they're going to secure, a minimum objective and target that they're looking for, which is the playoffs, and really they want to finish as high as they possibly can, but they know that it's vitally important that they take points, off the other teams who are there or thereabouts.
Dom, you mentioned about the playoff situation. Reading on Thursday night, so I guess QPR doing everybody else in the playoffs a favour by beating Reading. What about, though, the sort of battle of the blue and white stripes, if you will? Does it feel weird for Wednesday fans that actually Huddersfield are higher going into the weekend?
I don't think that really comes into it for Wednesday fans. I don't really think deep down that of all the Yorkshire teams that there's a fierce rivalry between Wednesday and Huddersfield fans. You know, I think for Wednesday, playing Leeds and Sheffield United, it's a different kettle of fish. So, no, I wouldn't go along with that. I think it's just everybody on the whole is surprised at how well Huddersfield have done this season for them to be fourth. You know, they have, I think in many people's eyes, been the surprise package of the Championship this season. And, David Wagner has done a terrific job there, and that's why he continues to get linked with other jobs and positions that come available, you know, in his homeland, Germany. So, you know, he's a very highly thought of and well-respected manager, and he's done a brilliant job to turn Huddersfield, let's not forget, his first ever game in charge of Huddersfield was against Wednesday, which they lost 3-1 back in November 2015 at Hillsborough, after they'd taken the lead, and then they ended up losing that game in the last quarter of an hour, conceding three goals. And, you know, they are a team who he has transformed, and he's done brilliantly with the, you know, tools at his disposal, and no one should take that away from him. But, you know, Wednesday will show them plenty of respect tomorrow, but they have got plenty of match winners in their ranks, and that's why it's such a fascinating matchup.
And when you look at the transfers that have happened so far for Wednesday, obviously getting McManaman in, you know, really somebody who, in my opinion, just with West Brom, I couldn't really work out why it didn't work for him, because he is a player who has such a good pedigree, did such a good job at Wigan.
Yeah, he was, but he's just kind of lost his way and didn't really get that many opportunities to impress and show what he can do at West Brom, and he fell down the pecking order. And, you know, he spoke to the media last week, and he said that, you know, he needed to get out of West Brom, and he's been trying to get out of West Brom for some time, as he's desperate to resurrect his career, and he doesn't really see much of a future at West Brom. And so, yeah, you know, it's a huge chance for him to resurrect his career at Wednesday, and so far he's played a couple of matches and he's shown flashes of what he's capable of. But you know, he is somebody who offers something completely different to Wednesday. You know, he just can glide past defenders with his pace, and he's, you know, he's got quite a few tricks up his sleeve too, and it's just all about end product with McManaman. But he's a big, big talent. There's no getting away from that. And then, of course, they added Morgan Fox to bring in some cover and competition at left back last week. So he's going to keep Daniel Padilla on his toes. It doesn't look as if they're that far away from signing Sam Winnell. So they will then have a plethora of strikers at their disposal too.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned there about Sam Winnall, because as a Huddersfield fan, I look at the Wednesday squad, and David Wagner has talked about the kind of tightness of his squad. I look at Wednesday and I see up front Stephen Fletcher, Gary Hooper, Lucas Xiao, there is Fernando Forestieri, Antti Nuhiu. I know some are maybe closer to the squad than like first team than others, but do Wednesday need another forward?
I would say yes, they do, and purely because the guys who they've got haven't delivered this season, you know, and their joint top scorers are Stephen Fletcher and Fernando Forestieri with six goals apiece. And neither Huddersfield or Wednesday, high scorers in the league, but, you know, Huddersfield, who really only have, at the minute, two strikers in Wells and Kachunga, they have, if you look, you know, compare them to Wednesday, they've outperformed them. You know, Kachunga's got, I think, nine in all competitions, and Wells has got seven. So, it just goes to show that, you know, Huddersfield are polar opposite to Wednesday when it comes to, you know, how many strikers that they can choose from. You know, they've only got really those two. Whereas Wednesday, you know, are now on the brink of having six. But, you know, you can, what's the old saying? You can never have too many good players. So, you know, Winnall is a guy who is bang in form and full confidence, and has done superb at Barnsley ever since he moved there back in the summer of 2014. I think he's got something like 48 goals, and he's got 11 this season. So, It's again, I think, a move that they're hoping will raise the performance levels of the existing strikers they've got, and Winnall's going to seriously challenge them for a starting spot.
Well, it's going to be fascinating if he can raise the level of those around him. It should be a good game tomorrow as well. It's at 3 o'clock kickoff at Hillsborough, Sheffield Wednesday against Huddersfield Town. It's been really great to get you on, though, Dom Howson of the Sheffield Star. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.